Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Someone with similar intestinal problems. We've seen several people being delivered from the colostomy bag. Sotobasuya, disability with a child, some type of a learning disability. We've seen many, many children healed. We've seen midgets grow.
Crossed over, if I never have one cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
You know who that was?
Gold dust at my feet.
No, Robert Tilton.
On sunny side of the street.
Telling a... praying for people and talking about how prayer works. Midgets have grown.
I'm responding to a text. I know this is rude.
It's very rude.
You're texting when you're on the air?
Yeah.
Is that against the law?
I think it is. Okay, done. Good afternoon, everybody. How are you? Welcome.
I'm good. Fine.
No, I'm talking to the listeners. I know how you are. Okay. We spoke already. Welcome to the... Uh-oh. I just got that...
And
you know what?
You know what's going to happen.
No, I can't
clear my... You know what's going
to happen. No, I'm not going to do it. Because if I clear my throat, I get the treatment.
Stand by.
You have to.
No, it's not going to happen. No, I'm not going to do it.
Two.
I'm not going to do it.
One.
Because everyone out there is going to be clearing their throats.
No, watch this. I'm not going to do it. It went away.
It actually
went away.
Stand by, Lenny.
Wow.
It'll come back. It'll return.
I'm ready.
So we're glad to have you with us. It's Monday. It's Josh Bauman Day. That means the 4 o'clock hour. Josh Bauman will be here to talk about the tech stuff, phones, computers, tablets, TVs, that kind of thing. I didn't get back to town till about noon, and I understand out where I live, because when we came back, we're at the lake, I noticed a lot of water, like in some parts of the road. And my wife and I both said, well, something must have really rained here. And apparently this morning, we missed it. It really rained. But now here we are today, and the sun's out. It's the 26th of August, which I think most of you know is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
You're a couple months off still.
And anybody who has a basement, and that's most people, do you ever have that thing where it rains so hard you're afraid to go to the basement because you just are afraid there'll be a leak or
that's
something?
That's where I spent 2 hours. I was just talking to Lyman about that before he came on the air. I live in Eureka, which got 6 inches of rain this morning.
Oh.
Yes.
And for the third time in my 10 years in the house, basement, there was so much water underground that it seeped up through the cracks in my foundation and came out. I was shop vacuuming for about 2 hours this morning.
Oh.
My dogs were afraid to go outside. They peed all over the house because it was raining so hard and it scared them.
Man, when I get home, I got to go in the basement. I haven't even been. We just got home in time for me to.
I shop vac, and literally I would shop vac a line. You know, the shop vac vacuum is about, I guess, 10 inches wide.
Oh, I have one.
And as soon as I would do it, it would just come right back up.
Oh, yeah. And you can't believe how many gallons of water. Would you have carpet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. It holds. The last time our basement flooded, and it wasn't because of rain, it was because the pipe broke, they took out of the basement carpet. This is going to sound impossible, but it's not. 3,000 gallons of water.
Ooh.
Out of the basement.
Wow.
Now, it took... And then, do you have big fans to dry the carpet out?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, man.
Well, it's happened before, and it never got moldy, and it never stunk. I mean, it's happened a couple times.
And you're sure it'll dry bone dry?
Well, eventually it does, yeah.
Wow, that's a, hold on, hold on. And it ruins not just your day, it ruins your week. Because now you got to keep going down there and make sure, you know, I hope it's dry. And yeah, it's horrible. Well, there you go. That's exactly what I was talking about. I haven't been downstairs since we got home, and that's stupid. So tonight, when I get home, I'm going to go just hold my breath, step down the last step, and feel for hopefully no wet carpet, and then go the unfinished part of the basement and hope there's no water there. We've been in this house 33 years. The basement has never leaked.
I live at the bottom of a hill, and when I left to come to the station at 2 o'clock today, it was still raging down the street.
Oh,
from the mountain that's at the end of the cul-de-sac, which is hilly.
I think raging. Wildwood got it the second worst, didn't they?
What's interesting is I didn't see. Usually you'll see like a bunch of limbs broken or is a storm like that. I didn't see any evidence of.
I live in South County and it wasn't that bad. I mean, it was still bad down there, but not as bad as out where Tim lives. And it woke me up, the thunder and lightning. I think it was done by like maybe
9:30. 141 was closed at 44 because that was all flooded.
Cars got swept off the road on 109 at 44. Yeah. Cars being flooded. They closed the schools in Eureka today because of school buses.
Well, my grandson's not at school today because of that.
That's right, Rockwood.
What?
And Wild Horse Creek Road was closed at one point.
Yeah, I almost don't like being away when it happens, but then you're sort of glad you're not there because like what you don't know won't hurt you or something. Yeah, now I got to go downstairs. But in 33 years, we're very, very lucky. One time in a massive rainstorm.
Do you live on a hill? Or anything like that?
We live high, up high, so it all runs down. But once in 33 years, down in the basement, right where the top of the foundation is, there was just one trickle of water, just dripping down the wall. That was it. But the ground gets to, like Tim said, where it can't hold the water anymore. It's just completely saturated. So for all you people who had to go through that, sorry. I've had flooded basement 3 times. And since we've been married and were able to have homes, and they were all 3 my own fault. It wasn't anything about anything nature caused. It was me being stupid.
Aren't we supposed to have? We're supposed to have some nasty storms tonight. Like they said, the best time is like
we're going
to
be drenched here in about an hour.
That's great. Here's the other thing about. What kind of TV service do you have, Lyme?
I think
Dish, or you have like Spectrum or something?
Oh, I try to Spectrum. I just have the internet. I don't actually have TV or phone or anything like that.
I like Dish. I have Dish. But here's the deal. When you get heavy clouds like that, you lose the signal. So we record Yellowstone every Wednesday night. We love Yellowstone. That's my new, if you said name a favorite, that's my new favorite show. I haven't been this addicted to a show in a long time. Wednesday night, the Paramount Network. So we go to watch it on Thursday because we couldn't watch it Wednesday or Friday or whenever. And I get to the 46-minute mark. A bunch of pixelation.
Gone. It even messed with the DVR.
Well, it's DVRing during a storm.
It's
recording a screwed up transmission. So we didn't have the last half of it. So I started thinking. There's an app for everything. Surely there's a Paramount app, and there is. So,
really?
Yeah. So I download the Paramount app, and it wants to know which provider do you have, because if you have a provider that carries Paramount, you don't pay.
Oh,
so I was able to go to the app, because you cannot retrieve that episode again on Dish. It's not there. They make you wait like a week to catch an old episode.
Oh, right.
So we watched it on an iPad. We sat and put it on a coffee table and got to see it. But yeah, that's the only downside to the Dish is you get a storm. Now, how do the like UVerse and Spectrum, Charter, whatever? How do they get a signal? Because their stuff comes from big dishes, too.
Well, they tie into their dishes are just the dishes that they're tied into are the.
The huge industrial
ones, they're massive,
right?
And they're not really affected by.
Well, they must not be because I've seen.
Dish. I don't have a dish. I have UVerse.
No, but UVerse has at their main building. Yeah. If you go there, there's massive dishes. That's where you get your signal. So apparently,
It's probably got to be like one incredible storm.
If you've got a 20-foot diameter dish, cuts right through it. Well, here we are almost to the end of it. I can't believe next weekend is Labor Day. That's exciting and
are we off Monday or are we in Monday?
We never, ever work on Labor Day.
Okay.
And let me tell you, young man, why. And you need to learn this. It's to respect hard-working laborers. Mm-hmm. I want to work Labor Day. I would love to work Labor Day. But my conscience would bother me because it's disrespecting brick masons, street workers, carpenters, all the laborers. So as much as it kills me to not work, and it will you too, I know. I know how you guys are. You and Tim. I know that in other holidays past, you've come and begged me to work. And I said, no, if we work Christmas, it's disrespectful to Jesus. If we work Monday, it's disrespectful to the workers. So we want to work, folks, but we just can't. We wouldn't be able to sleep.
I don't. Live don't bother me.
So surely a lot happened this weekend besides Tim's basement got water and other water-related things. Does anybody have anything to say?
I got a couple things.
Ooh. All right. Kind of in a not great mood today. Now I know why.
Nothing really happened, and don't call me Shirley. No,
that's
nothing?
A good, yeah, that's a good
what?
One. Airplane.
Right.
Yeah,
I'd give that half of a shot.
That's a good one. Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Thank you for adding to the aggravation.
I'm going large.
No, that deserves no.
I mean, I'm gonna get it out of the way because I wasn't going to whimper through it. I'm just going to go ahead and take.
I was going to let him go. Take
my spanking.
No, he has to get
it. I'll take my spanking, but I want to make it worth it.
No pass.
So, adding to the aggravation of the shop backing of my basement this morning was 10 minutes of my life I will never get back. Sitting at a train today. 153 car train.
Oh my goodness!
Union Pacific. You counted?
What else can you do when you sit in a train?
10 minutes.
Not only did I count them, but I got to the point where I was counting how many of the cars had graffiti and how many of them didn't. Like, okay, 120 out of 153, 121 out of 154, 122 out of 153. I mean, I was like doing that like the whole time, 10 minutes.
Wow. And what were they hauling? Could you tell?
No, well, just a couple of them looked like propane gas, but I mean, they were. The train was moving so slow that it took 4 seconds for each car to pass through the intersection right here in Kirkwood. It had two huge Union Pacific trains. 119 of them had graffiti on them.
Wow.
Can you believe that? A 10-minute train. I almost turned my car off.
Have you ever had this? I've had this. You stop and ding, 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 and the train, and then the train stops and backs up.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
What are you doing?
What is that all about? Wow.
Last week, I said on the air that I had been running a fantasy football league, and I invited AM and the PM listeners. I said, we have one opening.
Right.
And I had three people respond, mm-hmm. and we have a 12-team league. And so I wanted to...
That's how big our audience is. I know. You wanted one, mm-hmm. you got three.
I actually had more. Yeah. But three, you know, I had more inquiries, but three committed.
Yeah.
And so I convinced the guys that ran the league. It's a $200 buy-in. It's just a one-time $200 buy-in. And I convinced the guys who run the league, I'd like to get all three of these guys in. You know, I'll do a radio show, and I like to, you know, maybe talk about it every week and, you know, give them a little crap, if I beat them or vice versa. Right. And so they agreed to expand the league to 14 teams. And our draft is a week from tomorrow. And, unfortunately, so they expand it, they set up the whole website, they add the three teams, and then one guy backed out after we did that. So now we have 13, which is an uneven number. And so it's either going to have to go down to 12, or I need one more team to play in this league. And if anybody's interested, please email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Now, you went through that pretty fast.
tim@gatewaypi.net.
There you go.
And but two listeners have joined the league, and I'd love to get a third one in on our draft this next Tuesday.
You will.
So
you'll get him. That's her, somebody.
That's my Burke segment was add the aggravation of rain and train and football.
Okay. And those draft nights for fantasy football have become huge now. I mean, they've turned into a big old party.
Restaurants rent out rooms and stuff for them.
Yeah.
I mean, college football started technically 2 days ago, but, you know, Mizzou and Illinois start this week, and then the NFL's the week after that.
Did you see OJ's tweet
about what?
The guy just retired.
Matthew Luck.
Oh, Luck.
Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. OJ's mad at him because it messed up his whole fantasy. He sends out a video thing.
Oh my goodness!
I can't. And there's guys with him in some bar. Who hangs out with OJ? Here's the bad news. Lots of people. I don't get that.
Have you ever, like, it's actually kind of fun to go on and just read the replies to his posts on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the people that are on there.
Oh, no, they talk about knives and stabbing. Oh. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And he just kind of laughs it off. You know, if he were not guilty, that would bother him. That crap would bother him.
Yeah.
Hey, knock it off. I am not going to participate in any reference to murder I did not commit. Instead, he just kind of rolls with it.
Right.
Like he's sort of proud he got away with it or something. So, anybody else, Burke segment?
You know, you know how much money he was going to make this year that he walked away from?
OJ?
Andrew Luck.
Oh, Luck.
Yeah.
I read it, but I forgot.
$21 million.
Ooh.
That's a lot of money.
He's a first football player in 70 years to make the Pro Bowl in his 20s and then retire.
Wow.
Why did he, is he just tired of it?
He's had like 7 surgeries and if you look at his injury history, you know, he's had some horrible things happen to him,
yeah.
You know, major hernias and broken bones and concussions and everything. He just said, you know, he'd
maybe rather have some sort of health the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Think I'd rather be really rich and in a wheelchair. I'm kidding.
Man.
I'm kidding. Wow. Yeah, that was a big shocker.
$21 million at age 29.
Wow. Oof. Anybody else, Burke segment?
I do.
No? Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. We were talking about this off the air, but we will talk about it on the air.
Your headlights?
Yeah, headlights.
Can I start this?
Yeah.
Okay. Dan's car in the parking lot last week. I looked at his car, and he, like a lot of you, all right, has these plastic headlight covers over the headlight. They're like a plastic lens thing. Oh. It's not a light. It's just a protector. And they were yellow. I mean, they were foggy yellow. I see this every day. And I look at the car and I think, why does the owner of this car drive a car where you can't be getting 50% of the light you should at night hitting the road, and people can't see you because your headlamp covers, plastic covers, are yellowed and foggy to the point you can't see and they can't see you. So I look at Dan's, I said, clean those up. Get new ones or clean them. And to his credit, and now you can take it, Dan.
So I went online and I was checking how to clean headlights, and they have all these different kits. You can get them at any store. There's a Meguiar's, there's Rust-Oleum.
And that's how common the problem is. You go to AutoZone, there's a whole shelf of headlight lens cleaning kits. Yeah. Yeah.
So I went and I got two different ones. I did a Rust-Oleum one and I got this Meguiar's. And I was going to see which one did better. And I used them on Sandy's car because Sandy's my girlfriend, and her car, the headlights were getting a little foggy and a little yellowy and everything. So I used the Rust-Oleum on hers, and it turned out awesome. I mean, just tremendous. And I went and tried this Meguiar's on mine and started and did the whole thing, and it looked okay, but I wasn't really happy with it. But then
if the Rust-Oleum worked so well on hers, why did you not take the Meguiar's back and get Rust-Oleum for your own car?
I was kind of doing a test too.
Okay.
So I checked the Meguiar's, but then it rained too. That day it rained, and you're not supposed to have your car in the rain for 24 hours. The whole thing got messed up. So I went online, I got on YouTube. YouTube has everything. And some guy says, here's what you do. You get 400 grit sandpaper, 600 grit, and 2,000 grit sandpaper. And
2,000, is that the finest?
Yes, 2,000.
The bigger the number, the finer the grit.
Yes. Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And you start off with the 400, and you use a water bottle, and you just keep the entire surface wet, and you just sand it and sand it and sand it, and then you go to the 600, sand it like crazy, then you go to the 2000, and then you put some clear coat on it. And so I did that, and I even sent Frank a picture.
Yeah.
Before and after. It's like, holy moly, it was so awesome, and it worked great.
Crystal clear.
Yeah. It was crazy how it worked.
Now, it's actually against the law to have headlights that don't shine the minimum distance. Now, I don't know how cops would measure that. They don't have a light gun. But yeah. But if you remember when you took your driver's test and you answered all those questions, how far ahead should your turn, how visible, from what distance should your brake lights, you know, all the stuff we don't remember now. But there is, it is against the law to have headlights that are so dim, nobody can see you, and you can't see them.
I feel like an idiot. Is it 50 or 500 feet?
Oh, it can't be 500. That would, you know what? It could be, because that's only one and two-thirds football field. So maybe it is 500. 50 is not enough.
The only question I remember from the driving test is what lights do you use in a funeral procession?
Your hazard flashers?
Lights. Your flashers. That's the only one I remember.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Dan. I probably saved your life by having you.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever taken... When's the last time you took a written driver's test?
Oh, my goodness. 40 years ago.
Well, when my license got suspended, when I had some troubles a couple of years ago, I had to retake the test to get my license back.
Oh, boy.
And if you miss... It's a 25-question test.
I think you're allowed. You got to get 20 out of 25.
Correct.
Is that right?
You can only miss five. Yeah. And I missed all five. I missed five. I missed the maximum that you can miss.
But you made it.
I didn't study for it. I just thought, this is going to be a piece of cake. Well, they're asking questions like, well, how much does a driver's permit cost? $5, $6? Why would I know how much a driver's permit costs? Why would that be on a driving test?
And it's not important.
No. Mm-mm. And if you fail it, you get to take it again.
So you barely passed. If you'd missed six, you'd been failed.
They would have made me wait a half an hour, go out and study your book, and then you can come back. You can take it twice in the same day.
Wow.
I know somebody who failed it 14 times.
Whoa.
Twice.
I don't think I'd tell people.
She failed it twice, seven different days. And then she was learning disabled. She finally convinced them to let her take a verbal version of the test where they explained the questions she had learned some mental problems, but she passed.
Yeah. No, it's been
after 14 times.
40 years for me. My second son, on his 16th birthday, like a lot of kids used to do, first order of business, get up in the morning, head down to get your... And he failed the driving test. But this is what's interesting. I was with him. And you're sitting with other parents in that little part of the driver's office, license office, and then usually a woman in a St. Louis County police uniform calls your name, you're next. And the person next to us looked over and said, "You better hope your son doesn't get hurt." And she points to this great big woman in a county police station. If he gets hurt, she will fail him. I've been sitting here for 2 hours. We've been here. She's failed every... Some of the kids came back crying. She's failed every... Sure enough, who calls my son's name? That big Amazon. He goes out and comes back in and has that look of defeat. And I said, "Oh, are you kidding me?" He goes, "No, she failed me." So he went back the next day and got a different examiner, made 100. This chick was just one of those people. She's determined to make everybody fail.
Ruin their day.
Yeah.
I witnessed somebody fail the driving portion of a driving test. I had taken this person to the highway patrol over there off the Telegraph Road. Coke Road, exactly, over right there by the Illinois border. And so, you know, when you take the driving test, the cop stands outside the car, puts your right blinker on, puts your left blinker on, puts your lights on, you know, show me how your windshield wipers work, blah, blah, blah. Does that whole external thing.
Right.
Gets in the car, says, "Okay, let's proceed." She put the car in reverse, and as she started to drive away, he goes, "Stop!" And like there was a car coming behind her, he failed her right on the spot for that. Because he said that he had to prevent her from causing an accident. She didn't get out of the parking spot.
Oh, wow!
She failed the driving test in like 3 seconds. That has to be a record.
That's unfortunate.
Unless somebody actually missed the blinker portion of the exam and they failed him for that. That had to be the quickest failure of a driving test in this trooper's life. I actually wanted to ask him, but you know, she was crying and she was upset about it. I actually wanted to ask him that. I wish I would have. When I took her back the next day to go get a test, there was a female instructor. I was looking for the guy because I was going to ask him, "Is that the quickest you ever failed somebody in your life?" 3 seconds.
Wow. We lived for 10 months in South Carolina. So we got South Carolina driver's license. We had to take their test. My wife failed the written test.
Oh.
She cried for like half a day. "I'm so stupid." And then I think I said something dumb like, "Well, you're not that stupid."
Whoops.
Yeah. Oh, man, that wasn't a good day. That was not a good day. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
No, I got nothing.
We got lots of calls. Pat said that he, yeah, Pat and Keith both have something on headlights.
Well, we'll take these calls as soon as we officially close the Burke segment. There it is. It's closed. Let's start with John because he's been waiting the longest. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing there? I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you, John. Good to hear from you again. What's up?
His voice isn't as high this time.
Like hey, let me talk to that British guy. His name is Limey or Trevor.
You know John. John, you know his name. You know his name. He goes by both. He's here.
Okay. Okay. Hey, I want to ask you there, Trevor. If Boris Johnson, what's the new Prime Minister of Britain and...
Boris Johnson.
If they got together, how many girls do you think would come out of the room accusing one or the other of sexual harassment?
Why, John, do you ask these questions about political stuff in the news? I mean, I'm just curious.
I mean, you don't think political...
But you answer things nobody... ask things nobody can answer. We don't know how many...
accused of that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's ugly as hell.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot of people are sort of being labeled as guilty by association or something. But we don't know how many. What's your other next question, John?
Just give him the answer.
Yeah, just make up a number. Say seven. Yeah. Seven girls.
I'd say seven girls.
Good answer.
Good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll say eight. But was Jeffrey Epstein the self-admitted rapist of children? Was he a friend of Boris Johnson also?
First of all, he wasn't. I don't think a self-admitted rapist of children. I don't think
he admitted any.
No, he didn't.
And we don't know who he was actually friends with.
Because, he's a convicted sex offender.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he was huge. Okay. Not admitted. What's your next question, John? That we probably can't answer. What is it?
Okay, well, let me wrap it up real quick. If you saw OJ and what's the other guy's name coming out after you down the street, who would you try to avoid?
What other guy?
OJ, the guy that
Jeffrey Epstein. If I saw him walking down the street, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, let me just tell him OJ.
Yeah.
Hold on. What is your question? What's your question?
My question is, okay, you're talking about OJ going in a bar and being friends with everybody. I'm saying if you saw OJ come in a bar, would you sit next to him or would you try to avoid him?
Well, of course I would avoid him.
Yeah, I'd probably try to avoid him.
I'd go up and say hi.
Tim would say hi. Tim would say hi. Oh,
okay. I'd take a selfie, probably.
I'd slash his throat.
That's
racist, Dan.
How
do you like it?
I would not sit next to him because I don't want him to in any way think that he can go on and lead a normal life and be a celebrity after he murdered two people. So I would avoid him and shun him.
Yeah, I like that guy's last answer. I slashed his neck. That was pretty good. I like that one. Hey, Mr. Pennsylvania. I hope you stay in there. You bring me a lot of laughs and a lot of joy during the afternoon or AM or PM.
Thank you, John. I hope we do too. Thank you. Okay. You know, you can't not let
I know, but he almost slipped there at the beginning. He started off with his regular voice.
Yeah, kind of talking
high pitch. You got to keep it up, John.
You said can't not. Is that proper?
No, it is proper. You can't not like him.
Okay.
That is actually okay to say that.
All right.
I believe Keith is next. Keith, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Doing great. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Well, I have a much easier solution for the headlight problem.
Okay.
I went on Amazon and bought two brand new ones for $20.
Okay, now hang on. You say that's easy, but it's easy for you if you know how to disassemble and remove the one on the car.
Well,
sometimes that's not that easy. It's not easy to take them off.
That is true.
And if you're like me, and I'm not mechanical in any way, I'd have to go somewhere and have them put the new ones on. But you're right. That's certainly inexpensive and a lot less work if you know how to take the old one off. And obviously you do. So.
One more thing before I go. I want to see if it's just me or if you guys have run into this situation. Say you're at a store and a hot-looking girl's in the aisle next to you,
mm-hmm.
and you start looking at a product that you have no interest in.
I've done it.
Just to keep looking at it.
I've done it.
And then you get to the checkout and realize, ooh, I forgot to put it back.
I haven't done that.
No. You just stick it in the aisle where all the little chips and candy is. You just, exactly. Yeah, there you go. Or on top of the little soda fridge. That's what I do.
No, I've never done that. I have stared at women that, you know.
What did you buy?
Tampons.
Tampons. I thought you were saying.
I thought these were cigars.
Hey, baby, what size you wear?
Yeah. So the answer is yes, I've stared at women and been in an aisle pretending I was interested in something I wasn't interested in just because she was there. But no, I didn't take anything to the checkout. So.
Okay, guys. Well, okay. Right.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you.
I didn't give the numbers. We had calls anyway. So if you want to jump in here, if you know anything about this show, we don't care what you talk about. No politics, please. 855-282-8255. Let me do that again. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. The same numbers that you'll need in the 4 o'clock hour when Josh Bauman joins us, talk some tech talk. Pat, you're on 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, Frank, I almost feel like talking like that other guy did, you know?
It's contagious. It's sort of contagious.
It is.
It's contagious. It is. I'm sitting here listening, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. The quick, easy fix to the headlight situation. You don't have to go buy brand new ones. You don't have to do Meguiar's and do the sandpaper. You buy a can of carburetor gum out. The carburetor gum out cleaner?
Yeah.
You take an old rag. You soak that rag with it, take one swipe across it, you will be amazed what it does.
Really?
Really?
Now, that might be on YouTube, too, because Dan probably did what I do, and you tend to stop at usually the first thing you find on YouTube, and I'll bet you if you kept scrolling through, somebody else knows about this gum out thing.
I just did that this weekend to my sister-in-law's car.
Wow.
I mean, you could barely see through it. I mean, it looked like little nightlights.
Wow.
I mean, it was so bad.
And you said take an old rag. What if you use a new rag? Is that okay?
You can use a new rag, but she might.
What about a do-rag?
Hey, you know what makes a great... No, you know, for people who actually do like to wipe their cars, and I do, and wipe them down, you know what makes a great rag for things like that break dust on wheels? Old socks. Old thick white socks. Hmm. Put them on like a glove, and they make a great polishing rag or cloth, because...
And do the same thing with that gum out cleaner when you do that, too. It'll take it right off.
Okay. Like Martha Stewart.
No, that's good to know. Somebody will try it and let us know. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, Pat.
Ask Eloise.
You want to hear a good one about socks?
No, I want Dan to answer the phone because they're ringing. He's not paying any attention. What?
I'll ask you a semi-personal question. How are the bottom of your feet?
They're very tender.
Are they rough?
No, they're extremely tender.
Oh, okay.
Soft and really, I can't walk on grass even.
Mine chafe pretty bad. I got bad heels, rough, you know, crackled skin and stuff like that. And you know what fixes that? Go buy a large bottle of Listerine and put socks on and put it in a pan and put your feet in that. And the Listerine soaks into your sock and it eats away and keep your foot in that for about 10 minutes. I made my family do this one time on vacation down in Florida because none of them believed me. I made them all do it and some of them were pretty amazingly impressed.
It eats off the old skin.
And your skin is just baby's butt smooth after about 20 minutes of that. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Who would have thought that mouthwash would do that to feet?
Oh, well, people are paying attention to how much you learn.
Here. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. How to get your headlights clean and your feet soft. All in one show.
That's right.
Feet and headlights in one show.
Do it all.
Brian, I guess, would be next. Is this our Brian? Regular Brian?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Brian.
Hi,
Brian. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. And I keep hearing that sound effect. Hi, Brian. I guess I have my own sound effect now. Thanks. So, you know, anyway.
What?
Oh, yeah. I said it. Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So this is funny. I went to the Tesson Ferry License Office when I was a kid, getting my driver's license for like a chauffeur's license. And there was a car in a
ditch. When you were a kid, you got a chauffeur's license?
Well, it's just a drive. I had to deliver a prescription, so you had to get like called a, you know,
a commercial.
Yeah, they call it a chauffeur's, but
it's a CDL, commercial driver's license. Yeah, that's right. I know a lot of stuff. Thank you. Okay.
So there was a car overturned in a ditch on Tesson Ferry, like right off that, and the cops were there and everything, and there was a girl crying. It turns out that she had just taken her driving test, and she literally did not make it out of the lot. With the instructor in the car, they went down into the ditch in reverse.
That's not a good idea to flip the car over with the instructor in it. That's no, an instant no. failure. Thing. Yeah. Instant
yeah,
failure.
So I wow. thought you'd get a kick out of that. And so,
now Peon just said something that I'm guessing has to be politically incorrect now. Not, oh,
who yeah. said that?
I'm sorry.
Just say it again.
No.
I got it. Yeah, I got
you
it.
Get it?
Good, yeah, I got it.
I just called him by an old name of someone who's no longer with us.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know where that came from. I think
no, I don't either.
I don't think he's passed away. Oh. So you just said, when he talked about the girl, you
yeah.
said, poor thing. You
right.
called her a thing.
What? It's just
no,
a,
no,
it's just
no,
a
hang
thing.
On. This is 2019. And I'm sure that out there somewhere, some female is going to get upset. But what? Poor thing. Would you have said, would you have said that about a guy? Guy flipped the car on and taking his driver's test. Oh, poor thing. No, you wouldn't.
I probably would have said, poor little dude.
Poor little dumb jerk. Poor thing. I don't even know why I caught that, but I've heard it, and people do it all the time.
Yeah, you
but
know.
What, I mean, here's like, what's happened. The world has become so screwed up that you second guess everything you start to say.
Should I apologize?
No.
For
no, heck no.
Okay,
we don't,
cool.
We don't apologize.
I'm standing
it's
by
Brian,
my
screen's. Brian, you still with us?
Yeah, I should apologize because I should have said he or she. Actually, I'd be in trouble there, so I would say they.
Yeah, exactly. Because yeah. you don't know how that, even though she might have had female genitals, you don't know what if she identifies as a boy or girl. So you got to be careful. They turned the car over.
Did anybody watch? Did anybody watch Family Guy last night?
Mm-mm. I've never seen it, and yet yesterday, as recently as yesterday, two people said to me, "Oh my goodness, you would love Family Guy."
Oh, you would.
So I'm going to have to watch.
You would absolutely love it
at some point.
But yesterday, Peter Griffin, they were at a ball game, and he went to go to the bathroom, and the line for the guys so long, and he ended up going. Some guy says, "Just use this bathroom," and he went into the bathroom, and it was a transsexual bathroom. So they caught him coming out and put him on the Jumbotron and then said something about him being transsexual over the PA and everything. And then the show just took off from there.
No, I need to watch it.
I thought of you this weekend, Frank, because I was listening to somebody on a radio talk show, a syndicated satellite radio talk show. And they were talking about what's PC, that how ridiculous it's getting.
Yeah.
You have two sons and a daughter.
Right.
And this guy was talking about his children. He goes, it's getting so insane that to be politically correct, I now have to say I have two sons and both of them are male.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, and I have a daughter and she's female. It's like, and I have a daughter and she's female as opposed to she's transgender or transsexual or whatever.
Brian, you know? I hope you're not on a work clock somewhere and the manager's not watching you. You're still with us.
I forgot he was
technically, Frank, you shouldn't even call your sons son or your daughter. You got to make up something else.
No, that's only if you're not sure how they identify. Here's an interesting thing. We have a friend who's a school teacher, and she just started teaching. In the orientation for the teachers, I mentioned this the other day, but I left part of it out. You are told, apparently the kids in school can get, if they want them, wristbands, pink or blue.
Yeah,
so the teacher knows if you identify. And then there's another color where you're not sure. You're like not male. It's just so ridiculous. So they're teaching the teachers how to refer to the proper pronoun, they. So I had one student, and they got sick, and they needed to go home, meaning not male, not female, in
right.
the middle. Or if it's penis and scrotum but identifies as a girl, that I think is still a they, and it's just ridiculous. Ooh. But they're also told, she said, that when another, at the beginning of the school year, when you meet a new teacher or somebody you haven't worked with before, you are now no longer allowed to ask them anything like, so where do you live? Are you married? Can't ask if they're married. Now, I don't know why, because even if they're gay, they could be married. They say, yes, I have a partner. No, you're no longer allowed to ask your fellow teachers whether or not they're married. It's become ridiculous. Brian, was there anything else?
No, we live in a pretty nutty society. Today.
No, nutty is an understatement. Thank you, Brian. And the reason we had to shut down for a minute, let me just address this. So for 19 years, there was a guy at the control board, and after you work with somebody for 19 years, I think I've done it either two or three times now in 2 years. I just mistakenly referred to Limey by his name. And that's all it is. And he's not on the show anymore. So it's kind of like, I think twice I've called this place not 590.
Yeah, you said the other place.
But that's because for 20 years I said that. You know, every day that we were on.
I have to throw something out here, too. With sure. that, after you did, right before you did that, I mean seconds before you did that, I just hung up with someone that was calling to ask a question. And then he said, well, I'll ask you and see. And he said, and he asked a question about that person.
Really?
And I said, no. So that was pretty much it. But then, right after that,
that's weird.
It was very strange.
It is.
It's very weird. We still have calls. I say we take them. Let's go to Waldo. I guess that's his real name. Waldo, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's up?
Well, first of all, my AM and PM, and of course, my ex-wife, AM and PMS.
That's been used before.
Has?
Yeah, that's been done. Been done before. Like, yeah,
still funny.
It's still funny.
A gentleman owns a convenience store that I go to quite often. He was out with a rag wiping off headlights one day, mm-hmm. and he walked. I had one that was dull. I had one that was new, and he had brake fluid on a cloth. He wiped that one that was dull with that brake fluid, and it cleaned it off.
Wow, so brake fluid or...
That gum out carburetor cleaner.
And they must have some of the same chemical in them, I guess. Yeah, so see, Dan, you did like all that sanding for nothing.
I know.
Could have just wiped it with a rag.
I'd sue him, Dan.
I will.
Good to know. Thank you, Waldo.
That's all I got.
That's enough. That'll work.
Okay.
Tom is next. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's up?
How you doing there, buddy? Tom here from Smithfield, Virginia there, buddy. How are you?
Well, you sure don't sound like somebody in Virginia. How are you?
Well, that's where I'm from there, Smithfield there, buddy. Home of the, the bacon and Smithfield meat.
I have heard of that. What's up? Tom?
How did we lose him?
No? Tom? Tom?
Hello,
yes.
I'm right here. I'm right here there, buddy.
We got you back. What's up?
Hey, I just want to let you know, I'm trying to think what I was talking about. I lost you there for a second.
I think you lost yourself for a second.
Anything about headlights?
No. Headlight cleaning? Was that it? No?
Got there, buddy. I want to tell you a story there. One time...
And he's gone again.
Well, when he gets Tom, if you can hear us, you get a better signal. Call us back.
I counted how many times he said buddy in that phone call.
Eight.
Nine.
I was close.
You go. Good guess.
What an idiot.
Who is?
Well, there are worse things you could call me. I've been called worse things. Just talk
if you
to
say him. Idiot, you got to define who you're saying to.
Yeah, right, be direct.
True.
Marcia is next. Marcia, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm good. I'm an AM and a PM.
Well, thank you. I've heard your voice before. You have a very interesting voice.
Hey, Marcia, say follow the yellow brick road.
I know. How long was I married? 63 years. My husband passed away almost 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he introduced me to you.
Uh-huh.
Not, in person, but that's how I got acquainted with this station.
Well, we're glad you did.
We followed you.
Good. Thank you.
Wherever you went. But anyway, when you were talking about all this water, all right, that came in the basement.
Right.
Well, we live at the bottom of the hill also, and it knocked our air conditioning off.
Mm. Well, the compressor is sitting outside. The compressor's outside, and if water came up and it goes underwater, it's going to short out.
Yeah, well, it was on a pad thing, but
but if pad's not very high usually, and if the water's deeper than the pad, you're going to lose your air conditioning.
That happened once before, and then it came in the basement through the window. So then we went ahead and got the glass blocks, because now we don't have to worry about it. Only thing I have to worry about now is about the air condition.
How long ago did you lose your husband?
It'll be 2 years in February.
Wow, too bad. I'm sorry. How old was he?
He was 84.
Well, that's a pretty good long life.
Yeah, but I didn't want to lose him, Frank.
Well, of course you didn't. Nobody does. So you live alone?
You don't have any idea what a kind of a life I had with him.
He was so wonderful to me. No, I don't. And there's no way I could, but apparently you had a great life with him. But here's the deal. At least you had a great life with him. Do you know that lots of people live most of their lives in a miserable relationship? And they're not happy. And they stay together for the wrong reasons, and you can at least say you had a lot of great years. That's a good thing.
We had a lot of good times. We camped, we vacationed, and we just had a great time together.
Now, I'd like to ask you to do something that Dan asked you to do, and I don't know if you heard him or not. Would you just say, follow the yellow brick road?
What is this now?
From the Wizard of Oz. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the what?
Follow the yellow brick road.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. No, you say
that.
You say, follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the...
No, that's a tough one, all right.
You're making me laugh.
No,
that's a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No. We're gonna try this one more time. Just say, follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. That's a pretty good impression of one of the monsters. Yeah.
What is that supposed to, what is that?
Now, Marcia, hang on. Marcia,
right?
Hold on. You've watched The Wizard of Oz, surely.
Oh, yes, many times.
I said Marcia. Oh my goodness, Marcia! In the Wizard of Oz, they sing that over and over and over. Follow the yellow brick road. It's all over.
Marcia, they're being mean.
No, we're not.
No, we're she trying, has a tiny
voice. I'm 83 years old. Don't make fun of me.
No,
right. Don't make fun of Marcia.
Don't listen to him. Hold on. You asked what that meant, and I tried to refresh.
No, this is Dan.
Hey,
mean old Dan.
Let me talk to her.
I tried to
explain to you. You asked what Follow the Yellow Brick Road was, and it's from The Wizard of Oz. It's all throughout the movie.
I know, but it's been a while since I've seen it.
Well, might go look at it again. It still holds up. It's still a pretty good movie. Marcia, you can call here anytime you want. I like talking to you. Okay?
And don't pay. That I can get through. Sometimes I can get through.
Well, I like it when you can, so keep trying. Okay?
Don't pay attention to Limey. We would never be mean to you.
No.
No, okay.
He's mean.
Laughed one time at me.
Who did?
You made me feel bad.
Who?
For what I said.
Who
but
did?
That's all right.
Wait, who did?
I can't, I'm kind of a funny person anyway.
Well, I like funny people.
You're wonderful, Marcia.
Everybody that I'm acquainted with, they love when I come around because I'm cheerful.
Yeah, you are.
I have a sad moment.
I can hear it in your voice. You call here anytime, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Frank.
All right, I'm Marcia. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. The next time she calls in, I want you to make her say, "I'll get you, my little pretty and chill dog too."
No, that's the Munchkins didn't say that. When you say you're making fun of her, she actually thought we were making fun of her. You put the idea. We weren't making
fun
of
terrible
her.
Now.
You should feel terrible.
I feel terrible.
That's a dumb thing to say.
I feel
brilliant.
Horrible.
Oh,
go see the Wicked Old Witch.
I have to do some business, and then we'll do some news. And Josh Bauman, I can't believe he's still here. I'd have walked out on this show.
Oh, yeah, right, he's here.
I'd quit this job and not do this segment anymore. It's not a technical product. It's not high-tech at all. It's no-tech. It's a window. It's a Window World window, and it's extremely affordable and very durable and strong and lasts a long, long time. And that's the definition of value. Value means quality at a very affordable price. That's value. And that's what Window World is. And that's why Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States and has been for several years. And they're only 15 or 16 years old. It didn't take long at all for the whole country to realize, hey, there's a window that you don't have to pay a fortune for. It will last as long, if not longer, than lots of windows that charge a lot more money for, and everything about it has caused it to become the number one seller in the United States. Our request is simple. Time to replace the windows? Maybe not. But when it does come time, you can look at all the windows you want to. Just include Window World. Let them come out, give you a free in-home estimate, and go on their website and learn all you can about them, and then let you explain, let them explain rather to you all the reasons so many people choose Window World, and I think you will too. If nothing else, you have to call them because you're AM and the PM, and so are they. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Josh Bauman, if you have tech questions, he's your guy. I'll be here after the news. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan. KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com. The home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. A big ruling on opioids in Oklahoma. A judge there says Johnson & Johnson must pay $572 million for marketing the strong drugs. Judge Thad Bachman said in court today that the pharmaceutical company created a nuisance by fueling the nation's opioid crisis with its products. President Trump is calling himself an environmentalist, even after skipping a meeting on global climate change at the now-concluded G7 summit in France. Trump today defended his administration.